These days, rural hospitals are closing at record rates, and reproductive health care is often the first thing to go when providers cut costs. Harvest Public Media's Christina Stella reports that with more women raising livestock and spraying chemicals, some want to see a stronger focus on women's health care.
On a crisp fall day in northeastern Nebraska, Dr. Bailey Lammers, a livestock veterinarian, is on her way to a house call for some calves.
So we're going to go vaccinate some new heifers, so they're going to be bred next year.
A group of Auburn cattle greet her at the pasture gate, peering from behind the dirt-caked bars. A year and a half ago, a routine job like vaccination would have been much more fraught. Lammers and Kaylin were both pregnant.
It did make me nervous because there's definitely more hands-on in a smaller operation like this.
Lammers found herself second-guessing some of the ways she was used to working. Other times, pregnancy safety risks weren't as obvious, like when pouring chemicals to keep livestock free of bugs.
You know, I think I was early on in my pregnancy, and I think my glove had ripped, and usually I wouldn't worry about that, and I would just keep moving and not want to stop progress. And then it all of a sudden dawned on me that was not just for me anymore.
Dealing with harsh chemicals and germy livestock are the reality of working in agriculture. But less is known about how hazards can impact a woman's reproductive health, especially while pregnant.
There is some research out there. However, having that solid link is still difficult.
That's Linda Emanuel. She's a community health nurse with AgriSafe, a nonprofit that offers safety training and health services to producers. She's also Dr. Lammers' aunt.
There has been some links found for some females that increased chance of miscarriages and increased chance of lower fertility rates.
And working with livestock while pregnant can be extra dangerous. Accidentally sticking yourself with a needle full of hormones, that can trigger an abortion. Plus, animals carry bacteria and illnesses that can threaten pregnancies.
In human medicine, you know, when you're dealing with patients, it's like common nature. Yeah, I put the gloves on, I put the mask on when I need to. People don't always think that way when they're dealing with livestock.
Emanuel says many women in ag don't know how to work safely until it's too late. Lammers remembers her own scare well.
I had a herd of heifers that was aborting their babies late term, and so I went out to see what was going on.
Typically, she'd do an autopsy. She was nervous, but wanted to do her job as usual.
And I accidentally had nicked part of the stomach, and the stomach kind of, lack of better words, blew up in my face, and so I was exposed to whatever was in there.
A sample later tested positive for Campylobacter, a bacteria known to cause pregnancy complications and sometimes trigger miscarriages. Lammers called her OBGYN, but the doctor didn't know what to tell her. She wasn't trained in livestock exposure.
It's not a really common thing to say, hey, I blew up a rumen of a cow all over my face, and this is the bacteria it has. What do you think? I mean, it's not something they deal with every day.
Lammers was grateful for any access to an OB when she needed it. For many women, there is no doctor to call. Since 2010, 134 rural hospitals have shut down their OB units, and 18 have closed entirely. Now, less than half of rural hospitals in the U.S. still provide reproductive care. Jordan Rasmussen is a healthcare advocate at the Center for Rural Affairs. She says stories like Lammers are symptoms of an overwhelmed and under-resourced rural healthcare system.
It's a challenge to go to your general practitioner for just a cold sometimes. I mean, our doctors are unfortunately stretched thin. They don't necessarily have that opportunity to specialize in some of those areas or be able to even do the research.
In the end, Lammers and her baby were okay, but the experience stuck with her aunt, Emanuel.
It was an aha moment. Ag medicine is somewhat new, and people just don't understand that study and focus, and that includes healthcare providers. Unless a physician grew up in a farming community, then they understand. Agriculture is its own culture.
When Lammers gets pregnant again, she knows to ask for help and will wear more protective gear. She thinks safety awareness will increase as it becomes more normal for women to work in agriculture.
I think for the most part, especially younger generations, understand that there's a lot more women in agriculture in general. Now seeing them in the tractor out there pushing cows, it's not so weird anymore.
And she feels excited for that change, even if it does mean investing in some goggles. Christina Stella, Harvest Public Media.